Hi, my name's Craig Dunn, and I work on the Xamarin documentation team here at Microsoft. In this video, I'm going to show you the new Xamarin Workbooks app, which brings interactive documentation to the .NET world for WPF, Android, iOS, and Mac SDKs. I'm going to cover three things: what the Workbooks application does, how to use it, and how to write your own workbooks to share. Finally, I'll leave you with some resources to get started. So what exactly are workbooks? Let me show you. This is a workbook for Uro Sharp, which is a .NET port of the popular Uro 3D engine, which now has support for HoloLens. If you want to learn the basics of modeling a 3D scene, this workbook can help. It begins with some introductory text. Workbooks always contain explanations along with the code. Following that are some code cells. They have a gray background and the code is syntax highlighted. The Uro DLL is referenced, some using statements have been added, and right away we can see some Uro Sharp code setting the scene. As my cursor moves over the code, a run button appears under each cell. I've already created the scene, so let's get to the good stuff. The documentation tells me we're going to create a model of the Earth. So let's do that step by step. Now we have a pink sphere to start with. The next cell sets it to blue. And after that, makes it a little bigger. And finally, we wrap it in a texture courtesy of NASA, and we have a very recognizable planet. Let's see what comes next. And the instructions say we're going to add some satellites, starting with another sphere, the Moon. You can see there's some additional code here. We're actually working in 3D space. Let's run it and see what happens. And the Moon is added. That was easy. I want to try something new. Notice the documentation link. We can go out to the Uro documentation and see that there's a large variety of other shapes we can try. I might add some more planets to the scene. Firstly, I'll change the 3D coordinates, and maybe we'll make this planet a box shape, and maybe we'll make it look like Mars. That was easy. Wonder what else we can try. Let's use the 3D space and a different shape and a different texture. And now we have a very unusual Neptune on the scene. The beauty of workbooks is the ability to edit and run and edit and run again so that you can experiment with what you're learning. Let's move on to the next cell, which looks like it's going to add some movement. And now we have the planets orbiting. The cell after that is doing some more effects work. And now the planets are in outer space. I could go on, but I won't. You can try this workbook out for yourself. So I'm going to quickly skip to the end. And when I run the last cell, the entire workbook will be executed in order. Wow, that's a lot of satellites. You can read all about how they were generated in the workbook and learn more about 3D programming along the way. I hope that's demonstrated my favorite thing about workbooks, the combination of documentation and working code that I can play around with. Far more interesting than just reading a web page and much easier to follow than tracing a sample app through multiple files and folders. To borrow this quote, often misattributed to Ben Franklin, I hear and I forget, I see and I may remember, I do and I understand. Workbooks help you to understand. There was a lot going on in the demo, so let's start again from the beginning. You can get started by visiting developer.xamarin.com/workbooks. There's detailed download and installation notes, instructions on how to use workbooks, and lots of tutorials and samples like the one I just showed you for WPF, Android, iOS, and Mac. Let's review how it works. Firstly, a workbook runs in the Workbooks app. It's available for Windows and for Mac. Workbooks are part documentation, so you can read and understand how everything works and follow links to other docs. But they also include code that can be executed directly from the workbook. You can read the code to understand it, run it, experiment with it, run it again. As each code cell runs, a result appears beneath it. Many result types have visualizers, similar to a debugger, that let you explore the object. And most importantly, code that affects the user interface is rendered. The Uro Sharp sample shown here is running in WPF on Windows and inside a Mac window on Mac OS. Workbooks can also support Android and iOS, both on Windows and Mac. There are actually 5 different agent types. When using the console, results are displayed only in the workbook itself. These workbooks are great for learning about C# concepts and experimenting with web and cloud services like Azure. For Android, iOS, Mac, and WPF, a separate window or simulator is run alongside the workbook. You can interact with the code in the workbook and test the results immediately on the rendered user interface. We've created lots of workbook content to help you learn mobile development for iOS and Android using C# and Xamarin. I mentioned that code blocks show after a visualization after they've been run. Here's some example visualizations. Color swatches are displayed, collections can be traversed, and images can be rendered. Many more visualizers are built in. Another great feature of workbooks is that you can create your own. The Workbooks app includes full support for creating new workbooks for all the agent types. Workbooks are great for your own training content, blogging about features in C#, Xamarin, or Windows, writing documentation, or even just experimenting with an API. Let's give it a try. It's easy to create a new workbook. Just start typing. For this Android workbook, we need to get a reference to the main activity so that we can interact with the user interface. The result shows we have an object, so we can start working with it. But first, I'm going to add some documentation. Activity. And the next code cell, we can start to use it. I'm going to create a label, set some text, and let's set the font size up a bit as well. Notice how the IntelliSense helps me out with property names. I think 42 should be big enough. And main.setContentView, we'll add that to our screen. Creating a workbook running is that easy. We can add more documentation. Let's try that again. And we can interact with the classes we've already created. So we could bump that text size up some more. Or we could create new code until we're telling the story that we want our workbooks to tell. There's lots of extras I didn't have time to show you today. Workbooks support text formatting like bold, italic, and headings, as well as links and images. You can also import NuGet packages like the Azure Mobile Client or Newtonsoft.json. And external C# files can be referenced so that you can add code behind the scenes. But that's everything you need to know to start using workbooks. If you're not already a Xamarin user, head to xamarin.com/download to get started building mobile apps for free. Then visit developer.xamarin.com/workbooks to find workbook tutorials and samples like I've shown you today. There's heaps of content for Android, iOS, WPF, and Mac for you to try out. Finally, don't forget you can relive Connect 2016 on Channel 9 and continue your education with Microsoft Virtual Academy and Xamarin University. Thanks for joining me here at Connect On Demand.